give you just a quick glimpse behind the scenes tonight. My stagecraft, as it were. You know, I play more or less. There are only so many songs of mine that I can play. It doesn't really make sense for me to play an evening of, you know, the songs of Eric Clapton. There are only so many songs I can play, and there are really only so many jokes I can think of a year, and so many ways to introduce the songs that bear anything resembling the truth. And consequently, people, believe it or not, they're strange people who come to many shows, and even those that don't, now disseminate information on the internet in such a way that everybody gets to know how the movie comes out before they buy the ticket anyway. And to them I can only say, you can come to the golf course every day, but I can't move the fucking holes. Now, I worked up a little introduction to this last song, and it seemed, you know, very mildly amusing, but also really quite accurate and kind of modest in an insincere sort of way. And even contained like an oblique reference to the fact that this Poor Pitiful Me was a hit many times in the United States. Something I felt that I should communicate to the audience if they were concerned about me. They usually are. So what I said, the introduction to this song that I got in the habit of saying every night on the tour of the States for a couple of months, I would say, well, I've finally written a sequel to Poor Pitiful Me. It took me 30 years, folks, but it does prove that I haven't grown or evolved musically or morally in all that time. The audience would chuckle like that. It was okay, I thought it was suitable. Well, about a month ago, the New York Times viewed my show and said, Mr. Zevon, that's what the New York Times always called, Mr. Zevon quips that he hasn't grown or evolved musically in 30 years. Truer words were never spoken. That's all right, I'm from Los Angeles. New York sucks.
And this loneliness unbearable. goes by so slow. I will stand in line for the sacrifice, for the shamefaced love, for the ugly vice. I'll pay the price to see how far you will go. I will be your prisoner, I will be your hostage. I can see me bound and gagged, dragged behind a clownmobile. You can treat me like a dog if you make me feel what others feel. I will be your prisoner, I will be your hostage. I will be your prisoner, I will be your hostage. I will be your prisoner, I will be your hostage.